All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. The Miami Marlins recently made headlines when they signed their outfielder, Giancarlo Stanton, to a rather enormous extension. And when you say enormous, you're talking about 13 years for $325 million. This is the largest contract in North American sports history. The Marlins definitely turned heads. It's a big contract. And, you know, when you look at the Miami Marlins, it's a lot of smoke and mirrors in front of this deal. And the reason why I say this, you look back to the Marlins' history. This is an organization that was created in 1993. By 1997, they won their first World Series championship in franchise history. And in the process, they became the quickest expansion team ever to win a World Series. Since then, they have been surpassed by the Arizona Diamondbacks. Now, the Marlins immediately after that season had a fire sale, as then-owner Wayne Huizenga claimed that he lost $30 million in 1997. The Marlins went from going 92-70 in 1997 to losing 108 games in 1998 due to the fact that they basically gave away the whole team. Now, the prospects that they received in return helped the Marlins win another World Series championship in 2003. The Marlins did keep the team intact for a few years, but after 2005, when it came time for the majority of these guys to be paid by the Florida Marlins, they were shipped out of town. We all go back to the situation following the 2011 season where the Florida Marlins became the Miami Marlins once they moved into their new stadium. And part of their deal for getting their new stadium was the fact that the city wanted them to spend money. And the Marlins spent money. You look at the signing of Jose Reyes at shortstop. You look at them trading for manager Ozzie Guillen in order to get him from the Chicago White Sox. And that 2012 season was a disaster from the get-go. They began trading players during the season, and after the season, they had a big-time fire sale. Now they're getting things turned around, and Giancarlo Stanton is their centerpiece. Now you look at this deal, he does have the ability to opt out after the year 2020, but I doubt that he will do it. And in typical Miami Marlins fashion, this is a backloaded contract. Stanton was earning $6.5 million this past season. He'll earn $6.5 million once again in 2015, $9 million in 2016, $14.5 million in 2017, and this is where it gets really big going into 2018, as he will earn $25 million. So you look at this, and first of all, you look at the ability of Giancarlo Stanton. Generally, when you see guys get bigger deals, they're in their late 20s or early 30s. Stanton is a guy that is just going into the prime of his career as a baseball player. He's coming off of a season in which he hit 37 home runs to go along with 105 runs batted in and a .288 batting average to go along with a .555 slugging percentage, as he earned his second All-Star game nod and he finished second in the MVP voting. Now, in five seasons with the Marlins, he already has 154 home runs. And for all intents purposes, this is a guy that should be able to rewrite the record books down there for the Miami Marlins organization. I've talked about their frugal history, and at some point you do expect the Miami Marlins to trade a guy like Giancarlo Stanton, because again, it is team friendly right now in the first few years of this deal. But it's very tough to get behind this organization. You look at team owner Jeffrey Loria, and people feel that they were duped after the city barely passed enough votes to allow the Marlins to get their new stadium. So, you know, Giancarlo Stanton, a lot of people are looking at this deal. It's just a matter of a big market team at some point picking Stanton up. It's not going to happen right now. It will happen down the road, but he will continue to put up big numbers. He is definitely a guy that you can build a team around. But the bottom line is you really can't trust the Marlins. Now, right now, Loria is at least saying that he's looking to lock up some of his other young guys. You look at pitchers, Henderson Alvarez, Jose Fernandez, who's one of the best pitchers in baseball, and he will look to regain that form after he returns from his Tommy John injury, Nathan Eovaldi, and of course, infielder Adeyemi Echevarria. But it's a situation you really just can't simply trust the Miami Marlins. So it's not a matter of if. It's more of it's a matter of when this team is going to trade Stanton. It's sad for the people of South Florida that actually want to come out and support this team, because how can you support a team when you know that you really can't believe them as far as winning? So we'll just have to wait and see how many more years Stanton plays in South Florida for the Marlins. Folks, I want to thank you once again for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, be sure to check me out on Twitter at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you follow me, I will follow you right back. And if you are on Facebook, you can check out the page and like it at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.